individual chemicals which list all their properties. Now the CAS registry numbers are the individual numbers that are assigned to every chemical on the planet that's unique. So I saw a, I should have actually written it down the other day. There was a flyer came out that the, I don't know how many millionth compound had been discovered on the planet in the CAS registry. So it was like some phenomenal number of compounds have been made by man and discovered by man. CAS is the service that looks after these, the Chemical Abstract Service. When I went through honours in Otago, one of our main exercises in the library was figuring out how to use the Chemical Abstract Service. The volume of books that it occupied in the library would have taken this room and the next room and gone down past the hallway. So that was just for sets of volumes on this abstracting service. And that all that's doing is telling you where to find the literature on that compound. It was massive. These days it's all stored on computers. So what you guys were using, Ben, when you were using SciFinder Scholar, you were going in and actually looking up these CAS registry numbers effectively and finding out what was known. So electronic stuff has been great. It's vastly reduced the size of the forests that need to be decimated every year to produce the CAS abstracts volumes that are stored in universities. The amounts of emissions of each of these toxic priority chemicals are tracked, so they have to be reported by law to Environment Australia. The US then keeping a much larger number now of 600 chemicals in their toxic release inventory. And if you want to look further into either of those, then